Go deeply into your own tradition. Problems arise when people do not remain faithful to their own bona fide traditions because they never go deeply enough into any teaching to gain meaningful spiritual understanding. But if they do stay true to a bona fide path, the scriptures and practices can open the door to God. If you feel most at ease with Catholicism, that is fine. This means that Catholicism is perhaps your way. If you like being a Muslim, then Islam may be your spiritual direction. Once you have made a choice, though, it is important to remain loyal to your scripture and practices so that love of God can unfold in the proper sequence. Paradoxically, we cannot respect other traditions without sufficient belief in our own. There can be no interfaith without faith. If people in different traditions do not have deep faith in their own scriptures, teachers, and practices, they will approach their own spirituality on a superficial level. Consequently, when dealing with other faiths, they will merely focus on the differences in external practices and be blind to the unity that exists beneath the surface. What have people gained who wander from one path to another? Nothing more than frustration, a basement filled with books, and a bank account drained by all the checks they have written for conferences and workshops. They have not learned to give up their selfishness and their body-conscious approach to life, nor to develop any deep level of love and compassion. Instead, they have persisted in going outside themselves to find what actually resides inside. Spiritual advancement requires love, commitment, and devotion if we are to gain the stability and understanding to go beyond sectarianism. When we have sufficient depth, we can appreciate any bona fide tradition. A deep experiential knowledge of our own teachings and practices allows us to respect others, at the same time remaining chaste and faithful to our own path. Never forget this point. We cannot serve the all-complete God in a myopic state of consciousness. We must not be fragmented or partial. We cannot be limited and sectarian while claiming to be messengers of love. If we are genuine messengers of love, we remain loving at all times and in all places, sharing what we have with others. If we find ourselves unable to share willingly, then we have work to do on ourselves. It takes someone who is godlike to be able to connect with God. How wonderful it is to hear people praying in other ways. What a wonderful orchestra. How rewarding it is when people of different faiths, races, genders, and nationalities work harmoniously together. If we think otherwise, we are accommodating the fragmentation that creates the world's most intractable problems in such places as Bosnia, Liberia, Rwanda, Burundi, Northern Ireland, or the Middle East. We must learn to align with people at a deeper level based on similarities in consciousness rather than focusing on differences of dress, language, race, or religious practices.